1942, and it's my happy privilege to have my father coming from Iowa to visit me here in Amherst, Ohio. We're now seated around the dinner table, and Alice and Earl are here from Cleveland, and Dale and Lois Jean and Florence and Grandpa are all sitting down. And at this time, I'm going to ask Alice from Cleveland to say a word to the folks out home.
I'm sure enjoying myself here today, and I'm glad I can be here. The corn looks awful good.
Hello, Angie and Esther. We're going up home pretty soon. Take your dad up to see George.
Well, we surely are glad to have this privilege of having these folks here with us. We surely have enjoyed this past week of having Papa with us. It just seems as if the week has flown, and now we are surely heading to see him go, but we don't want to be selfish, and he's going up to Cleveland, then to Akron, and to Ashland, and we're getting awfully hungry here, but we want to say just a few words to you folks at home. We surely wish this table was filled with all you folks. And now Dale's going to say hello to Aunt Esther and Angie.
Hello, Aunt Esther and Angie. Love you.
And hello, Aunt Esther and Aunt Angie. This is Jeannie. I'm sure glad that Grandpa come to visit us. He's getting awful homesick for him. But he couldn't go out there in front of the tire racing. But I hope I'll see you soon.
They left it to me to cap the climax, so this will be the last word you receive from the table.
Now I'm going to ask Papa to say the blessing before we start to eat.
Our Father in Heaven, as we look back over our past lives, we call to mind the things that we should be thankful for. Our Father, we thank Thee that we have experienced the love of our loved ones in the days that are past and gone. And we thank Thee, our Father, for all the blessings that we have received. And as in the past, our Father, we have needed Thy blessings and Thy love, so in the future we shall be dependent upon Thee. So, our Father, today we ask you to bless us. We will keep us here together around this table. Bless our loved ones wherever they may be, and remember us in the future. And our Father, when we are done this life, we shall receive us on thyself. We shall praise thee with all the loved ones that have gone before, forevermore. Amen.
I see a dish of beans on the table, and some potatoes, and some corn, and some meat, a big plate of steak, and some bread and butter, and pickles, and some salads around about the plate, and coffee, and a big dish of gravy, and a smile on Alice's face, and a smile on Earl's face, and I sure wish that you were all here. Happy birthday, and a Merry Christmas.
Thank you.